Hey, the topic of tonight's chavura is Lava Malka, and what the nature of the chiyuv, or something less than a chiyuv, is of having a seuda on Motzei Shabbos. So Gemara tells us on Daf Kuf Yates Amud Beis, the third of the medium-sized lines, V'yam Reb Chanina La'olam Yisader Adam Shulchana B'Motzei Shabbos. A person should always set his table on Motzei Shabbos. Alfa Pish Eino Tzarech Elo L'Kizayis Chamin. I'm sorry, start a line before that. Amar Blessed, the Olam Yisadar Adam Shulchan Be'er Shabbos, Afa Pishen Yisarach El Kazayis. You should always set your table on Er Shabbos, presumably leading into Shabbos, even if you only need to eat a Kazayis, presumably at the Suda Slel Shabbos. The Amar Chanina, the Olam Yisadar Adam Shulchan Be'motzai Shabbos, Afa Pishen Yisarach El Kazayis, even though you may only eat a Kazayis. So there is an equation between Seder HaShulchan on Motzai Shabbos and Seder HaShulchan on Er Shabbos. The question is, what is the emphasis of this equation? Is the emphasis on the Achila, that there is a minimal Shir Kizayis for Sudas Leil Shabbos and a minimal Shir Kizayis for Sudas Motzai Shabbos, or is the emphasis on the Seder HaShulchan, that you should set the table in a Bekavadik fashion going into Shabbos, and you should set the table in a Bekavadik fashion when Shabbos is over? So if you look here at Rashi, for example, Rashi says, Yisader Adam Shulchan Be'er Shabbos Aleli Shabbos, and B'Motzai Shabbos Nami Kavod Shabbos L'Lavos B'Tzi'aso Derech Kavod Ka'adam Hamalava Es Hamelech B'Tzeso Min Ha'ir. The emphasis is on Kavod Shabbos, and the Seder HaShulchan is a manifestation of Kavod Shabbos, both B'Knisaso and B'Tzi'aso. So when it comes to the Seudos Shabbos themselves, presumably Seudos Shabbos are a function of Oneg Shabbos, the three Seudos that we have in Shabbos. But here we're not talking about the Achilas HaSeuda per se, the emphasis is more on the Seder HaShulchan, and the Seder HaShulchan is a function of Kavod. That's the impression you get in the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam begins Perek Lamed with the definition of Kavod Shabbos, Ksus Nekiya, and the Isser Kvias Suda Be'er Shabbos, and then he has an Alacha Hey. Misader Adam Shulchano Be'er Shabbos V'afa Pisha Eino Tzarech Elo Kizayis V'chei Misader Shulchano B'Motzai Shabbos V'afa Pisha Eino Tzarech Elo Kizayis K'dei L'chabdo B'Knisaso B'Tziyaso. So the Rambam ultimately is only quoting the Gemara, but the emphasis here is on the Kavod. V'tzarech L'stakim B'Yisam Abod Yom V'nei Kavod Shabbos. You have to get the house ready for Shabbos, clean it up. V'yaneir Dalek V'Shulchan Aruch L'Mita Masas Shekol Elul Kavod Shabbos, hey? And then, only in Halacha Zayin does he tell you about Oneg, and Halacha Tes, he tells you about the Chiyuv of Gimel Suda. So this din of Seder Shulchan on Er Shabbos and Matzai Shabbos in the Rambam is distinct from the Halachas of Suda Shabbos. It's in the context of Kavod, not in the context of Oneg. The Taz as well makes this point in Simen Shin, which is a Simen of Melach Malka, Se'if Katan Aleph, that the emphasis of this din in the Gemara is on the Hachanos. The Taz writes, Seder Shulchano B'Prithas Mapa Al HaShulchan U'Shar Minim Hanuhugim Esla L'Arichas HaShulchan, that we're talking about setting the table with a nice tablecloth and the way that we enhance the appearance of a nicely set table. Even if a person is only going to eat a kizayis on Motzai Shabbos, hey mitzad ani yuso, either because he can't afford more, hey machmas fiaso, or because he's so full from his suda Shabbos that he can't eat any more than that, mikol makom ba'osa kizayis yaso hachana. But you shouldn't just eat a kizayis in a random haphazard fashion, but rather that achilas kizayis should be preceded with a bekavadik hachana, v'yifras hamapa mishum kavod Shabbos. And you should set the table as a function of kavod Shabbos. So the Taz is emphasizing that this halacha is a kavod Shabbos halacha, that you're supposed to get things, the ambiance or the environment is supposed to be one of respect for Shabbos b'tziyaso as it is b'chnisaso. And the emphasis isn't so much on how much you're going to eat or what the nature of that seuda is. Now, one may even argue, I'm not sure if anyone actually says this, but is there room to suggest that the kezayis itself isn't even a minimal shear per se? But that's the general, we talk about the minimal achila is bekezayis. But maybe there isn't even a formal chiyuv suda bekezayis. It's whatever you're going to eat, even as minuscule amounts of kezayis, it should be done with a set table, but not necessarily that there's an absolute chiyuv suda. A little bit of a smach for that you have in the Elia Rabba. The Elia Rabba writes in this siman of the name of the Shalah that if a person is fasting on Motzai Shabbos, meaning a person is mekabel atanos from Motzai Shabbos, that as soon as Shabbos ends he's going to fast, then he should still either be matriach to prepare a seudas m'lav malka for someone else, or he should learn the mamarim and the dinim hamuskarim b'seuda. That maybe you should sing the m'lav malka's miros, or you should have a m'lav malka without food. So you should do something, l'kava Shabbos b'tziyah, so either to enhance someone else's seudas m'lav malka, or to sing the miros and say the divrei Torah, even if you're not going to eat anything. So that kind of fits into this notion that maybe the emphasis of Seudas M'lav Malka isn't so much the Achila per se, but the fact that you're doing something to escort Shabbos out B'tziyaso in a B'kavadik fashion. Now, there are Rishonim that seem to emphasize the fact that the Chiyuv of Seudas M'lav Malka isn't an absolute Chiyuv. The Ritva here, for example, in our Sugya on Kufi Tassim and Beis writes that what's the nature of Yisadur Adam Shulchan B'Motzei Shabbos? Perish Kol Hecha De'efshar, wherever it is possible. Aval Ein Zachova, but it's not an absolute Chiyuv. Darmin Aleil and Dafka Fidches Darmin Aleil Mai Debar Samecha B'Fuki Shabsa Ochle Hashta. So we'll get back to that in a little while. But when we come to the Cheshbon of Seudos for an Ani on Shabbos, Asei Shabbos Chachol, V'al Tzarech L'Brios, so you have there the possibility in Daf Kofid Ches that an Ani would have his Shal Shudas, but wouldn't have another Suda when Shabbos is over. That's what Rashi writes as well on Daf Kofid Ches Amid Beis. I'm sorry, it could be the Gemara there on Kofid Ches Amid Aleph. Dibur Vaskal Achle B'Shabsa. Sharei tochalna b'samach l'erev v'lo titztarech lechol b'layla v'af al gav darmina l'kaman l'olam yisadar adam shalcharim v'masei Shabbos. So how can you tell me that we're going to tell this Ani that he doesn't have to eat anything once Shabbos is over? Isn't there a chiyuv sudas m'lav malka hanimili l'man d'efshalei? So Rashi says no, that's if it's possible, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. So when it comes to cheshvening how many sudas do you have to give an Ani, so then, you don't have to give him a love of Malka, because that's not an absolute chiyuv, that's called Hecha de Efshar.
But he still
sees
in the Gemara that there's some sort of chiyuv.
You mean argument on Kufi Tes?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some, well, unless you minimize Kezayis as to, there's an absolute chiyuv Suda, it's just a, the emphasis is more on the Seder HaShulchan, as opposed to the Achila. Like that Elia Rabba, that even if you're fasting, you should set your table. But for the Ritva, so for the Ritva, it sounds like it's optimal. It's a an appropriate thing to do, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. Kol hecha de'efshar, that if all things are equal, you should do it. But it's definitely not a chiyuv on the level of Seudos Shabbos. There's no hayom for Seudos Lav Malka, so it's not on that level. But Kol, we'll see later those who argue that it is an absolute chiyuv. But the Ritva says it's not absolute chiyuv. Kol hecha de'efshar efshar, kol hecha de'lo efshar lo efshar. So miyos batov, it's always better if you can. But if there are other mitigating circumstances, then you don't have to force yourself to have a seudas m'lav malka. And that's what Rashi sounds like on Kufi Ches Amud Aleph as well. in Rav Avadya's Chazon Avadya, Chelik Beis, he points out a tshuva from Tzemach Gaon in the Otzer Gaonim in Brachos, which I looked up. Brachos, Simen Shin Kof Ches in the Otzer Gaonim. So there he has as well the following lashon: Motzei Shabbos Eino Shulchan Kavua Di'ibay Achil Vi'ibay Lo Achil. That's explaining why it is that you're allowed to be Mekadesh Al Hapas, but you can't be Mavdil Al Hapas. So the reason you're allowed to be Mekadesh Al Hapas is because Pas is an integral part of the Suda Shabbos, whereas Pas is not an absolute requirement on Motzei Shabbos. And since if you want to have Pas, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. There's no absolute requirement of Achilas Pas, so therefore there is no need. Since there is no need to have Pas, then you can't be Mavdil Al Hapas. So that is what the Gaonim explain as far as why there is that distinction between Mavdilin Al Mekachin Al Hapas as opposed to Ein Mavdilin Al Hapas. Rav Avadya in the Yabia Omer in Chelek Beis, sorry, Chelek Yud, Simen Lamed Gimel, points out a Rambam Perish HaMishnayis in Peah, Perichas Mishnah Zion. We're also in the topic of what su'udos may, what su'udos must you give an ani to eat in the course of a week. So there, the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnayis, Peah Perichas, the arba esrei su'udos mazon shavua. So the amount of meals, the number of meals that you need to give an ani in the course of a week is 14. That's what the Mishnah says. Lefi sheshalosh su'udos b'shabbos. How do you get 14? So you have 3 meals on Shabbos, and then you have 11 meals the rest of the week. How do you get 11 meals the rest of the week? If it's 3 on Shabbos, it should be 12 the rest of the week. So he says that every regular day you have 2 su'udos, one at night and one in the daytime. However, when it comes to Motzai Shabbos, you don't count the Motzai Shabbos meal because you already ate 3 su'udos on Shabbos. Ein chosh v'lo su'udos leil rishon, meaning Motzai Shabbos, m'nei she'en otzorchla. You don't have to, the ani doesn't need to eat on Motzai Shabbos because he already had 3 meals on Shabbos. So you have no chiyuv to give him that extra meal, and he has no chiyuv to eat that extra meal. So that sounds like what we're saying from the Ritva here and the Rashi, that hechad efshar efshar, but where there are other mitigating circumstances, if you have an asei shabbat chachol, the al tisarech lebrios calculation, so then you're not mechuyev to give the ani food for a malav malka, and the ani isn't mechuyev to consume a malav malka. And then he points out as well, you see this in the Sefer HaMichtam on Sukkah, Kaf Zayin Amabez. There the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, about Shitas or Blazer, that a person is mechuyev to eat 14 su'udos in the Sukkah over the course of Shabbos. So there the Rishonim are bothered by the same issue as Hayu Cheshbin, the 14 su'udos for an ani. It really should be 15 su'udos if you're going to include Shalosh Shittas. So there the Michtam writes the same thing, that since you ate Shalosh Su'udos on Shabbos, there's no need to have an additional Su'uda on Motzai Shabbos. And the Magia there in the footnote in the Sefer Michtam in the in this Shitas Gamonim series, he writes that maybe the Michtam on Jesuit Shana Gemara, Lo'olam Yisadir Adam Shalchan Be'er Shabbos, that if a person is not Mukhuyev to eat a Su'uda on Motzai Shabbos, but if he is going to eat a Su'uda, then you should eat a derech kavod with a properly set table. Now you could say there's a chiyuv to set the table even if not going to eat the suda. But he says it that way, that if you are going to have a suda, then it should be with a properly set table. I'm more inclined to the first way. But that's how he says. So everything we've quoted so far points in the direction that maybe the suda smilav malk is not an absolute chiyuv. And the emphasis in the comparison to Suda Sol Shabbos is on the Seder HaShochan as opposed to the actual Achilas HaSuda. The Gaon assumes not the way. The Gaon Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin assumes that the equation tells you the other point, that the Gemara is coming to equate the Friday night Suda to the Mosai Shabbos Suda as far as the significance of Suda and Suda's Pas. That's the Gaon of the Bi'ur Agra here in Simin Shin. And the Maaser Rav notes, Simin Kuf Memches, that a person should always be Mesadur Shulchano V'yochol Lo Pachos Mikazayis Pas, and he should eat minimally a Kazayis Pas. And then in the Tosefes and the Maaser Rav, there they quote two fascinating stories about the Gaon. Story number one is, once upon a time the Gaon was very ill and he vomited his food on a Motzai Shabbos. And when he felt a little bit better later on that evening, he told the people who were in his vicinity to check if it was still nighttime, if it hasn't yet reached Alos HaShachar. And he told them that they should force feed him a Kazayis Pas so that it could be Mekai in the mitzvah of Melav Malka. Shiyalasu also Kizayis Pas Bal Karcho Kidei Lakaya Mitzvah Smlava Malkam, which is relevant to discussion of what's considered Achila, but that was what the Gaon said, that he wanted to be force fed so that he could be Makai Mlav Malka even if he wasn't able to keep it down. And then story number two there is that once the Gaon's wife with Mekabel Atanis on Motzai Shabbos, as the Eliyahu Rabbah B'Shem HaShalah had discussed. And she started fasting as soon as Shalashudas was over. And after Havdalah, she went to sleep. And when her husband, the Gaon, found out that she had been Mekabel Atanis and gone to sleep without eating a Malava Malka, he sent a message to wake her up and to make sure that she ate Malava Malka, even though she had been Mekabel Atanis. Because he wrote that you can fast as much as you want, but all the fasts in the world will not atone for missing a single Melav Malka. Ad kan, the two stories and the footnotes in the Maaser Rav. Rav Sternbach, along the same lines, in the Tshuvas Vahanagos, Chelek Aleph Simin Reish Samech Zayin, quotes a Ksav Yad of the Sefer Or Chadash. I don't know if that's the Or Chadash Amsachim or a different Sefer Or Chadash. He quotes this Ksav Yad that says, it's probably someone else, that once Rav Chaim Volozhiner visited the Gaon on a Motzai Shabbos, and the Gaon asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner if he had already eaten his Sudas Mlava Malka. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner answered that he wasn't feeling so well, and he was worried that if he ate too much, if he ate anything else, it would harm him physically. And therefore, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that he didn't have pas, and he sufficed with a piece of honey cake. To which the Gaon responded that he should immediately consume a Mlava Malka with pas, right there and then. And that's what the Chaya Adam writes as well in Klal Ches Sif Lamed Vav. Ashrei Lemisha Mekayim Sudas Revias Bepas, Vehi Nikre Sudas Mlava Malka. And if you can't eat pas, minimally you should have mizonos. And then he concludes, Vizehu Chov Gomor. Absolute Chiv. Rav Sternbach in the aforementioned Tshuva quotes Mipia Shmua from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that if a person doesn't eat a Kazayis Pas on Motzai Shabbos, Yischarit Ba'alma Dechot, he will regret it in the next world. And then he quotes from Chaim Volozhiner, who obviously was influenced by that story with the Gra, that Chaim Volozhiner apparently passed him that if a person is used to having meat from Lava Malka, then he could even have meat on Motzai Shabbos Chazon. Which the Aruch HaShulchan recommends in Simin Shin. Nachal lachal basar misha yachal lachal. It is preferable to eat meat if that is possible. Now, presumably that may emerge from our Gemara, because our Gemara here has a story about the Igla Tilsa, that was supposed to have been consumed on Motzai Shabbos. And then, when it wasn't properly prepared, the lion came and ate from it. So the Marsha here explains that Pshat in this Gemara of the lion that came and ate from it is that what was wrong? What was wrong was that they hadn't shechted the animal specifically to use the klayos for the Malava Malka. They shechted an Erev Shabbos and they're going to use leftovers. So what was so horrible, says the Marsha, is that you shouldn't be using leftovers for Sudas Malava Malka. You have to have new, freshly prepared food. But I guess this Gemara also may be a Rai or a Siwa for those who say that you have to have fleshiks or that you ideally should have fleshiks. Remember, in Marsha Kolel, traditionally, in my years at least, there's always the milchik table and the fleshik table from Lav Malka. And the fleshik table was fleshik leftovers from the Chalitin Kugel from Shabbos lunch. And the milchik table was cereal and bread. I remember Rabbi Simon always sat at the milchik table. I think Yesham mi lismach for all of this.
Still
is that
way.
I'm sorry?
Still is that way.
Okay. Fine. So, but that is a fascinating suggestion of the Marsha over here that the problem was you shouldn't be consuming leftovers from Lava Malka. I saw this cited in the footnote Encyclopedia Talmudit, and I went to look it up. There is a Likutei Rabbeinu Bissal Ashkenazi, the author of the Shita, the compiler of the Shita and Kabeses, on Shabbos and Brachos, which is printed at the end of this volume of the Rabbi Bloy's Svarim of Rishonim, the end of volume 1 of the Sefer Habatim L'Haramba. We never know to find it here. So he has the following innovative comments. He has a lot of innovative comments here, if you want to take a look. But the one in Arsugya, he quotes them in the Iri, which the Magi here points out we don't have, so it's probably in the Chidusha Meiri, supposed to be the base of the Chira. So the Iri says, as cited here, why is it important to be Mesader Shulchana B'motzai Shabbos? Why is it important to have the Sudas Malava Malka? She'im lo asa kein nir'eh she'suda shlishis osa b'makam Sudas Halayla. If you're not going to have a Malava Malka, then you're going to give over the appearance that the reason you have Shal Shudas is not because there's a din of Shal Shudas, but because that's your evening meal. V'lo asa l'kava Shabbos. And you didn't have Shal Shudas l'kava Shabbos. So the reason you have to have a Malava Malka is not to be mechabes Shabbos b'tziyasa with a suda, but if you don't have a suda of Malka, then iglai milsa l'mafreya, that you weren't properly mechabes Shabbos with your sudas shalashudas. So having a love of Malka is megala that shalashudas is only l'kavet Shabbos and not because you're hungry. And then he says, v'tema gadol hu eich rov b'nei adar b'edin is har mekach. How could it be that people aren't makbid about love of Malka? So that is the Likutei Rabbeinu Bissal Ashkenazi, citing a undocumented Meiri in the back of the Sefer Habatim Al Haramba. So bottom line, it does seem to be that there are two Mahalchim in Rishonim as to the nature of the level of Chiyuv of Malka. Many Rishonim that we quoted seem to indicate that it's not an absolute Chiyuv. Even though we argued in the Rambam that the emphasis is on the Kavod and not on the Achila, one could argue otherwise, possibly. And one could argue that the equation of the Gemara does highlight the Achila as opposed to the Hachana, as the Gaon did. Bottom line, definitely is a Achila matter. It does seem that it is appropriate to have a Sudas Malka Malka, even though the classic poskim aren't as emphatic about not having leftovers as was the Marsha.